This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Littleton school bus aide was abusing nonverbal autistic students as they rode to and from a special needs school, according to police. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the parents want Littleton Public Schools to apologize.
The paraprofessional started at Littleton Public Schools in August 2023 and sat with kids on the bus to the Joshua School. In bus camera footage, the para, named Kiara Jones, appeared to repeatedly hit, elbow, and stomp on the feet of the students, who couldn't speak out, police say. Brittany Yarborough is a mom of a boy believed to be a victim.
We fight with school districts and whether or not they're getting the services that they're legally entitled to, and we fight with doctors, and we fight all damn day, but it never even occurred to us that it could be someone on the bus.
Jones was arrested and charged with a low-level felony. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell dropped about 20% last month. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The new figures come just after the system experienced its highest reporting month in February. Officials say the decline in March is likely due to spring break. The top categories in March were school complaints, bullying, and suicide. They included a person reporting a peer being bullied and harassed by a group of students. School teams spoke with the students doing the bullying, explaining how their actions are considered bullying behavior. School disciplinary action was taken, and the students' parents were notified. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The U.S. House has passed a package of bills aimed to increase outdoor recreation on public lands. The bill creates long-distance bike trails and improves access to public land for military service members, veterans, children, and people with disabilities. The Explore Act now heads to the Senate. This is CPR News and KRCC.